You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Welcome to the Cosmic Pizza Podcast, the show of all sorts that sorts all by serving up a slice of life. What is your order? Ah, I see. The special it is. We'll be there to deliver ASAP. Cosmic Pizza Podcast Special Delivery.
Hello and welcome to your special delivery of the Cosmic Pizza Balding Podcasters. I'm Dan in the UK and with me as always is...
Paul from the UK.
And Sean from Canada.
And someday we'll get that just spot on with no pauses.
I had to look at the mug to find out who was next. Is it Sean, Dan, Sean and Paul? Or is it Paul?
Yeah. Ah, dear.
I'm always there last.
We go. We have a very special guest with us today. You may have been able to tell from this, or was it just the title of the episode?
Oh, you're going all robotic.
Oh.
You've been lost to Dimension X.
Yesterday.
You were going.
It was going so well.
It was going perfectly until
it was going so well.
It was going so well until you introduced the podcast, and that was it. All fell apart.
Again, did you get any of that?
Not a lot.
That just not a lot. Okay, shall I start again?
Good idea. Take it from the top.
Okay. Take it from the top. Okay. I've got to do a whole new intro. There we go. Hello and welcome to your special delivery of the Cosmic Pizza Balding Podcasters. I'm Dan in the UK, and with me, as always, is...
Paul in the UK.
And Sean in Canada.
Almost like we rehearsed it. And we are here to deliver a delicious slice of life. But before we do, I've got two things I want to say before I introduce our special guest today. Happy birthday for yesterday, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much.
Which, of course, will mean nothing if you're listening to this episode in 2 years' time and, you know, it's completely out of whack and all timey-wimey. And, of course, well done, Sean, for becoming an internet influencer, which, again, if they're listening in 2 years' time, they will obviously know. And you'll be leading the world in influencing on TikTok.
That's the plan.
That's it. But we're not here to talk about ourselves. We are here to talk about the man, the legend. I met him when he was a teenager. He wasn't a mutant. He is now sort of a ninja, and he's definitely not a turtle, or at least I don't think he is. It is Phil Russell. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This is all over the place because we are recording at different times. I'm currently in our bedroom because everyone else is downstairs. My internet might cut out at the last minute, so I apologize now.
The last minute? But... Is it cut out at the first minute?
First minute, last minute, middle minute, anything. why are you here, Phil? Why have we brought you onto this episode?
Because I'm a massive geek. I like to collect things. I've got a lot of Ninja Turtles behind me and in front of me and all around me.
You are surrounded. That is an impressive collection.
Yeah. So if I maneuver this a little bit, because you got that wall.
I mean, it that, looks that like a wall. Shop.
It really does.
Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren's up there.
It looks like how I've always wanted to have my setup, actually.
That's it.
It's like 11 years worth of stuff. Just, yeah.
I think I can see like one fraction of wall where one more shelf can go in.
Well... It's in constant motion.
Yeah, just.
And I've even got stuff down the stairwell now. No. Yeah, stuff does get retired to a cupboard somewhere to make room for more stuff. But I try and avoid that when I can.
Well, we will be talking about your very impressive collection. That is something else. That is a man's den right there. We will also be talking where you will be educating Paul in all things Teenage Mutant Ninja and Turtles. But first off, we're old friends from school days, and I was trying to remember the first sort of earliest memory I have of you. There's one where we were in a science class, Mr. Taylor's science class, drawing. By drawing Federation starships on our science books. And that's how we sort of bonded over that. Nice. But I think the one that really sticks in my mind is the when we were bunking off PE all the time and sitting on the benches because we forgot our kit another week in a row. Yeah,
PE wasn't really my thing. I, you know, looking at me, you know, running was always my... I was really good at that.
Of course, obviously. And they never did it. They never did it. It was just football and rugby all the time.
I did try rugby at school, but I lasted about two games. I was like, I don't want to do this. It's cold and dirty.
The amount of asthma attacks I had during that period.
I see, I couldn't go on that one. I had to find other excuses.
Rattle the inhaler. That's all you had to do. You should have said I could have just slept it behind your back and it would have been absolutely fine.
That's not
fun.
Bad shout, that.
We'll go back in time someday and I'll do it for you, so it's not a problem.
Oh, the dream, the dream.
But how have you been? So what do you do for a living? Who are you in the real world?
Well, as of 2 weeks ago, I'm a milkman now. So when you someone said about the being an actual ninja, then technically, yes, I am, because we work in darkness. And you're not supposed to know we're there.
That's very true.
So yeah, milkmen are actual ninjas.
That's very true. That's true. All you hear is like the tinkle tinkle and then they're never there. That's very true.
Tinkle tinkle is a bit of a dodgy one. Don't be doing that on someone's driveway.
A milkman, you say? Is this 1942?
Well, it's a dying age, apparently. It's the company that have bought the place I work for out were told that it couldn't be done. It's too old. Can't be done in the modern age, but they're doing all right. They're proving them wrong so far.
That's amazing.
So
that's still with like a milk float, or is a sort of like they upgrade to vans now?
Yeah, they're electric vans. So you get 60 miles an hour, which is it's all you need.
That's it.
But yeah, they are electric, but
incredible.
But everything will be as soon, I'm guessing. So
do you have the uniform?
Everything was back in the day, though, surely. I mean, you know, I remember back in the 1970s and earlier that all milk floats were battery operated then. So
they were. Well, I think you've got one of those original ones in the yard. I don't know if it works or not. It's kind of just sat there gathering dust. But yeah, I don't think you get very far with it.
You still have the white coat uniform?
No, it's like dark blue and high vis stripes, which is very flattering.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I mean, that kind of defeats the whole point of a ninja if they see you coming, isn't it?
Well, exactly. I suppose, yeah, a white coat's not going to work. But the high vis stuff just gives the game away, really.
Interesting. So what prompted the job move? What put it on?
I was working for Tesco's, delivering for those, but the money's so bad. And I need to buy plastic crack, so.
Very true.
It's, I had to reevaluate life. But no, it's another big change, because I changed. I was running a garage, MOT, and service station before Tesco's, but when we came back off a lockdown, it wasn't the same. It was very different environment and just wasn't enjoyable anymore. So I thought, you know, time for a change, something new. But yeah, something a lot less pay. Which I've now gone, no, you know what? I don't like that anymore. I'll do something a bit more pay. So night shifts are great. They pay better. Who needs to be awake during the day? It's fine.
Yeah. No, it's overrated.
In there, doesn't
You can't fight evil in the daytime. It's not worth it.
No,
that's true. Generally, you've already said that you are a geek as well. So your geek passions in general, more sci-fi, more magic. What's your thing?
I'd say more sci-fi. You know, I've got a lot of Star Wars stuff, a lot of Star Trek stuff. But yeah, it's the Ninja Turtles comic-based stuff as well, really, more. Mm-hmm. I'd say I've got a lot more of that sort of stuff in general.
Sticking with the Turtles, or is it sort of generally, you know, your Marvel, your Dark Horse comics, your DC?
Mostly Marvel on the comic side of things, but Ninja Turtles wise is the main drive behind everything. I mean, there's other things I have collected over the years that have kind of taken a back shelf or a cupboard so I can put more Ninja Turtle stuff up.
So, yeah, so when you've finished filling up this room, you've got to buy a second house, presumably?
Well, I have said that I will, when we do eventually move, which won't be anytime soon, unfortunately, that the bigger geek room would be the key. I mean, I wanted to buy the house next door and just knock the walls through, but apparently I'm not allowed to do that. So,
well, yeah, the neighbours wouldn't allow it for a start.
I'll be going up for sale soon. But I was like, oh, we could buy that, knock the walls through.
They won't notice. They're over 70. It's fine. Just knock through if you're up.
She never goes in a loft. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's right. Yeah. I mean, being a milkman, at least you'll have the leg up. You'll know what's coming on the market first because you'll see the signs and you can just like get in there and straight away. It's like, oh, I like the size of that. That room. Yeah, that could do that.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. Some nice houses on the route.
Here's your milk. Can I buy your house, please? That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fine. So we have brought you here specifically for the turtles. Now, I know a little bit about the turtles. I can't say I'm an expert, and we share our love more of Trek than anything else.
Yes.
So I'm going to pass you over to Paul, who I, you know, I think it's safe to say knows nothing about the turtles.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sad times.
Yeah.
No, so I mean, this is an education.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I am here to be educated about all things turtles. I mean, when the turtles came out, I was a little bit too old for them. The sort of cartoons had largely passed me by that time. So,
not true.
Never too old.
You're never too old. Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, the style of cartoons had changed a lot from the cartoons I liked and preferred. Thing, you know, all the Hanna-Barbera stuff and all of the Tom and Jerry's and anything that of that sort of animation was starting to move over to more sort of Transformers and Japanese style of animation. So I'd lost interest in a lot of cartoons and animation by that time. And superheroes, they were going through a transition. There weren't quite as many comics in my world at that point. I'd gone past comics and I was going maybe into the more sort of Batman era and that type of thing. So these things came up and I thought, no, they're a bit for kids and I'm not really into that anymore. So it passed me by. I have since obviously seen the two live action films that came out about 8 or so years ago.
Well, you don't admit to that. Just forget about those.
Yeah, well, that's because I had kids and I had to drag them along. So,
fair enough.
So tell me about, where do these turtles come from, and when did they start, when did they appear, and why do you like them so much?
Well, when they first started out to me, it was when the original cartoon came out in 88 89. But that was my first introduction to them. It wasn't until many years later I found out the comic itself actually came out in 84 and was a lot darker, to the point where that's why they had to change it for the cartoon, because they're like, we're not putting this on kids TV. I mean, the first issue, they actually killed Shredder. They stabbed him and threw him off a roof.
Not helpful.
But that was the thing. But it's a bit of an underground sensation because they started off as a bit of a joke. The creators basically were just drawing random stuff one day, and one of them drew a turtle holding some nunchucks. And they were like, oh, that's ridiculous. Let's work on that a little bit. And they released the first issue. I think they made something like 200 copies and it sold out instantly. So that to then get reprints. But if you get one of those original copies, it's worth a fortune now. So it's crazy amounts of money. But then, they went into doing that. I think there was a board game they tried to do originally, which was a bit Dungeons & Dragons-y, but it had little turtle figures on that. That was the first main part. And then they decided they were going to make mainstream toys. Actually, I'll grab one. Do mainstream toys, which is when these ones came along.
Ooh, nice.
And then they thought, well, we need to sell these toys. How can we do that? Let's make a cartoon. So, yeah, they then made the original cartoon, but had to change everything up a little bit because they went from having... Originally, they all had red bandanas in the comics. But they were like, well, that's not going to work because the kids aren't going to know who's who. So they changed the colours. They gave them... initials on their belt, so they were easy. You could hem apart easily, and toned it down a lot for the cartoon. But then, obviously, when the cartoon came out, it was huge. I mean, you you guys must remember that side of it on the eight from the 80s. Well, so you definitely couldn't get the toys for love nor money.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted. Oh, what, yeah. What was the one thing everyone wanted for Christmas?
The Technodrome.
Oh no, I have got that.
The turtle layer.
The Shellmobile.
Oh yes, yeah. The van.
The van.
we had all that stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So I've got the sewer and the Technodrome down the bottom shelf there. You can't see in there; quite well hidden. Mm. But no, I've got quite a few of the vehicles, but they take up
the module in the background.
Yes, this is one of my favourites because it's so hard to get complete. It took me years to get all the pieces because all these little drill bits on the front all come off.
Right, that's right. And
these tubes on the back are ridiculous.
Yes.
It took me a long time to actually get a complete one. But I'm happy to say that. That's top shelf. That's pride. That was nice in plain sight for everyone to see.
That'll be on lock and key after we're done recording. That'll just go away.
Well, this whole room is lock and key. When I... Just without an actual lock or a key, I just close the door and put a washing basket so no one can get up here. So I'm dreading the day the kids try and come up here by themselves. Oh, they'll be like, oh, look, all this stuff is still packaging. Let's open them all up. No.
But, yep, anyway, that happens.
But yeah, going back to it, obviously the original cartoon ran for 10 years, I think. And the whole time that's running, there were still comics going on for everything.
Wasn't the cartoon a different name over here though, because they didn't want to sort of frighten the kids?
Yes. Mm. Yes, over here, yeah, there was Hero Turtles because they weren't allowed to use the word ninja, and yeah, they had to edit the series because they weren't allowed to use nunchucks. Yeah. So any scene where Michelangelo had his nunchucks, they had to edit out. And for the after series three, or from series three onwards on the cartoon, he'd never use them again. He just used a grappling hook all the time.
Mm.
Wow. Which doesn't quite have the same effect.
No. He can bring his enemies towards him. That's
pretty much it.
Now what do we do?
To pull a lot of fire hydrants off and stuff like that. Never really.
He's looking at him, he's climbing another wall. Oh. Why are all the bad guys always on the roof?
Yeah, I thought it was Batman.
So for me, what prompted the decision for them to go in the kind of live action route, given that the cartoon was already successful? Was that purely like a marketing? Did they have a new range of toys and they wanted to sell it, or was that something else?
What, the original live action one or the newer one?
Very, very first one.
Well, that was kind of when the first series came out, it was so popular. They thought, well, let's make a movie, but they based the movie on the comics, which is why it was very dark. I mean, they got Jim Henson to do the actual turtle suits, which were amazing, especially when you can see how old they are now. Mm. But yeah, they got the Jim Henson guys to do that. And it wasn't until they were filming, Jim Henson was a bit unsure. He says, I'm not sure this is a bit dark for me. I like to do fun Muppet stuff. And they had that to talk him into it. You know, this is going to be good. You know, let us do it. And it turns out, yeah, it was the biggest... I think independent release at the time.
Wow.
Ever, especially for a comic book. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then he died actually shortly after that, Jim Henson. They used his suits for the second movie. By the third one, they got some horrible company into doing, which they looked terrible in the third film. That's one of those ones that, yeah, you don't want to watch that. The first one is the best one. The second one is more kid friendly again. They got rid of the nunchucks and he uses sausages instead of nunchucks in the second one. We don't talk about that.
No, we don't.
But no, the standalone movie is very good.
Hmm.
But yeah, they don't make them like that anymore. It's too much CGI now. So they need to bring the turtle suits back for the next ones.
Hmm. So they went on from that movie into just carrying on with the cartoon and then it just stopped, or were they always sort of moving on into the other versions of him?
They've always kind of had a plan in motion. When they finished the original cartoon, they then did a live action series called The Next Mutation, which again, wasn't very popular. They introduced a female turtle called Venus de Milo, who
had no
everyone hated. It was basically the series they were done by Saban, because at the time Power Rangers was really big or just coming along. And they're like, oh, let's do a series with that. That sort of, so they had the aliens and monsters that looked like Power Rangers ones. The turtle suits looked pretty much like aliens. And I think actually they did do a crossover with Power Rangers in it. So it's one of those ones that I've not been able to get through the first few episodes to watch it. It's that good. It just blew my mind. I've not been able to get through it. But yeah, it's one of those ones that kind of got buried under the carpet a bit. But some of the action figures, again, because it was such a short-lived series, some of the action figures are worth a fortune now because they didn't sell very well at the time. But yeah, I think it went on a break for a few years, and in 2003 is when it came back with a new style, new cartoon, rebooted completely. And that's the one that everyone in the Turtle fandom... So I've not watched all of it. I've watched bits, and it's good, but a lot of the fandom are very hardcore Turtle 3-2K. They're like, no, that's the best one. Or 2K3 even. That's the best one. It's just like the comics. It's this, that, this. But it's all right. It's not as good as the original. And it's not good as the 2012 reboot, is Martin. But I'm wrong if I say that. So if any of my friends, I know a guy is probably going to listen to this later on, and he'll be like, oh, I can't believe you said that. You're wrong. 2012 wasn't as good.
Have we just opened up the Cosmic Pizza floodgates?
Oh, there's
abuse now.
Cosmic can of worms on that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the 2003 series was good, but it's not my favourite. But a lot of people were hardcore, diehard fans. Like, no, it's the best one ever. But yeah, again, that one, I ran for about 8 years. And they took a big break again. And then they brought back the 2012 series, which is when they then... completely rebooted everything. It was bought by Nickelodeon, the rights, so that it was a lot, I would say, kid-friendly, but it's a lot. There's some very dark episodes in that, and I think some of the best storytelling they've ever done for Ninja Turtles, anyway. That's the one series that I can happily say I've watched every episode, and it's kind of, you just want to watch the next one every time, because instead of just standalone, silly episodes, there's an overall story arc, and it works really well. Mm-hmm. It's the DS9 of Ninja Turtles.
Ah, that's a reference.
All the side
now.
Characters that come that's in a... that you start to really like and want to see more of the side characters. But yes, as you're saying that, my laptop is sat on top of DS9, so that's how this level. But yeah, so the 2012, then they obviously brought the live action Michael Bay movies out in 2014, I think it was. But no, it's... If they'd have gone down the route that the Sonic the Hedgehog movie did, when they released the first trailer and everyone said, what the hell are those? They're not turtles. They're like Shrek. They're monsters. And they're like, well, they're mutant turtles, so they can look like monsters. And everyone's like, no, though, do they? And yeah, that was kind of the big problem with that. The first movie made a lot of money because of the Ninja Turtles lame. But then by the time the second one came out, which actually was a much better movie, they then cancelled the third one because the second one didn't make as much, even though it was a better film than the first one. But the first one had just done so much damage that they couldn't come back from it.
Was there like a toy line to go with that one as well? Because I seem to remember there wasn't one for the very first one back in the 80s. Well,
the 90s one. There wasn't originally. The original 90s film, they didn't do any toys for because, again, it wasn't aimed at kids.
Right.
Whereas Secret of the Ooze, the second one, they did release some toys for that.
Right.
Which again were very popular, and they just re-released them last year, I think, as well. They did like a Walmart exclusive box set which came with the four turtles, Shredder and a Splinter. But we don't ever see those over here in the UK. But yeah, every series has always come with a toy line to a certain point. The 2012 series, that's my favourite. I've got every figure they released for that one in the box and loose. But yeah, much to the wife's disgust.
Oh, you dirty collector. Oh.
Well, I started off, I was like, oh, I'll get them all loose. And I was like, oh, they're really nice in the boxes. Maybe I'll just get a set of each. So I end up buying two of each every time I saw them. Yeah, 2003 figures, again, were very good, but all just very basic. It wasn't until the newer ones, they started to have a lot more articulation. You could do a lot more with them. Which is when I started getting them and taking silly pictures and doing daft things with them. But they cancelled the 2012 series in 2018. And then instead of waiting like they always have before, they've waited years and years to release something new. They then, the next year, released another series, which was 2D animation. Wasn't very good, wasn't well received. Again, they didn't listen to the fans. And they did the initial designs and everyone was like, that looks horrible. Don't do that. And they released it and then that flopped. Didn't even last two series before they cancelled it. Incredible. But again, I'm hoping the toy line picks up because I got all those as well. Two of each.
So what is it about the turtles specifically that has drawn you to them rather than, let's say, like Star Trek? I mean, why turtles rather than all the Star Trek paraphernalia you can get?
So I've got a lot of Star Trek stuff, but it's the Ninja Turtles, I think, is more that it's the connection to my childhood. That was kind of how I remember most of my youth. I was either playing with those or trying to hunt down ones or new figures and going around boot fairs, picking up bits and bobs. But that is one of the problems with my collecting is that I tend to go, oh, I used to love that when I was a kid. I wonder if they do toys for it. Oh, they do. I'll buy those. And then I have to find a new shelf or make a new shelf. So, I've got all sorts.
Have you ever been, taken your collection out on the road and gone to exhibitions and things?
No, just the thought of even packing it up to move house terrifies me.
Well, could you not just, let people come and pay to see them in the room?
That I would love to do. I'd love to do a little museum or some kind of display space somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing I'd love to do is have a little comic book shop that does secondhand figures as well, or new figures, and a couple of arcade machines in the back, you know. But yeah, having something like that around here is probably not going to happen. So someone did try and open a comic book shop in Gravesend. I think it lasted 6 months. I think I was probably the only person that used to go in there, which is a shame because I like to have one nearby. The nearest one to us really is Rochester.
Yeah,
don't know if you've ever been down and Get Ready Comics in Rochester. They're very good. I like.
Yeah,
them.
They're a really good comic book shop. They are looking to expand into a coffee shop that's next door to them as well. I've been in there a couple of times and
it's such a small space, but they've got so much in there.
They've got so much in there. It's really well laid out. It feels like very inviting. Normally with most of the kind of Forbidden Planet comic book shops you get and things like that,
yeah,
you kind of feel like you're an intruder there and you shouldn't really be in there. You know,
Forbidden Planet, you get camera to take a photo and you're like,
yeah.
Hoping they'll just kick you out for taking a picture of the stock.
Are you buying something?
No pictures.
Yeah, and it's like some pretty short guy who's just like not intimidating whatsoever, but he really does want to kick you out of his shop. So you mentioned keeping the wife happy and not buying too many pieces. About collecting and getting into trouble for collecting or anything like that. Sean, do you want to take over with collecting?
I will certainly take over with collecting right after this promo for another podcast right here on the ESO Network.
Doctor Who is all about change. For almost 59 years, the show has gone through many regenerations.
One thing always consistent is a sense of hope and wonder across all space and time.
It's the dawn of a new era, and your friends at our Station Who will be here to cover everything to come this year and beyond. Please rate and subscribe to our show wherever fine podcasts are found.
And we're back. Great promo. Check that out, guys and girls in podcast land. So, Phil, as a fellow collector, I've got a few questions for you here. 11 years you've been collecting?
Well, that's when I got this room and started filling the room. I've been collecting since I was, a teenager, really.
Okay. And do you ever regret it?
Sometimes, some lines. And I wish I kind of knew how much I could get things for now when I'm paying full whack for them back then.
And does it ever feel... Not often. Not often. That's good. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all the things?
Yes. Especially when it piles up and you're like, oh, I need to make a new shelf unit or I need to clear some space.
Right.
So if you saw the floor, you'd understand. That's why the camera's up here.
Yeah, no, I completely get it. I've been collecting all my life and I've got 40 totes of Star Trek and other stuff in the basement. So,
well, that's the thing. It's like the Star Trek starships, the Eagle Moss ones. Those were getting crazy. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have to pay for those, though. I got them for free.
What? How'd you get them for free?
I won a competition.
Nice. How many do you have?
I think I got to the first 130, 140.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it got to the point where they stopped sending them. I'm guessing that was kind of the initial run had finished and they started putting more on.
Yes.
Somebody realized you were still getting them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was getting them, but I used to flip the boxes over and use them to put action figures on so I could step them up so they weren't all hidden.
Yes.
Mm.
But I've now recently changed to actual steps and I've boxed all the boxes up and put them in a cupboard out of the way. But there was just so many of them. It's taken up so much space.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've got about 75 of them myself. So they take up a lot of room.
So they look amazing.
they're fantastic. So what else did I want to ask you? So you just have this one room and everything's mm-hmm. out. How often do you have to dust or do you even bother?
No. No, there's no there's no dusting.
Anti-dust as well.
I have once just on the top of the action figure boxes, but that was because we'd just done the floor downstairs and I left the door open and a load of dust came up, which was really annoying.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get too bad up here because I'm the only person that comes up here. It's not too bad. And if you know, there's a window up there, I open the window up and it tends to get quite airy. It's not too bad.
Oh, good, good. And are you a completist? Do you have to have every single thing ever made or?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, I know. I've been there myself. It's not easy. So I guess you're on eBay and all those places.
Oh, yes. That's the thing, especially like I said before, that with the 2012 Ninja Turtles series, the action figures, a lot of them came out over here, but others weren't. So I've had to go hunting through USA websites to try and get them delivered over here. Mm-hmm. And then getting them here in one piece can sometimes be a bit of an issue.
Oh, I bet.
Especially for the in-box stuff.
Right. For that, it's expensive to ship for sure.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I know. another question. You have a big love of Star Trek. Mm-hmm. You have a big love of turtles. Do you have the set of four Star Trek turtles?
I don't. That is the one set that I really want and I've never been able to get my hands on.
Oh,
I have the card backs, the stands, and the weapons, but I don't have the actual figures.
Oh, no. that's the only turtle collection I actually have. Mint and package,
but together we have a complete set. We're good.
Yes.
That's it.
That's exactly right. That's awesome.
So if he trades you for the remaining 75 starships that you don't have, is that like comparable? I mean, what's we talking about here?
What is this? The multicolored swap shop from the 1970s?
So the music.
Yeah, I've seen those ones. They're about 60 quid each last time I saw them. And I'm like, I want them, but I need to earn more money first.
No, they're definitely pretty pricey.
Yeah, they're holding the money well, those ones. Well, the vintage line in general holds the money.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does. It certainly does. Yeah, I'm always on the lookout for that kind of stuff, but you don't see it very often at all.
No. No, well, there's a Ninja Turtle figure, one that I can't really get to him. He's hidden. But that alone goes for over 1,000 now, just on his own, just one little figure.
Which one
is that? I've got like Scratch the Cat, he is.
Okay.
And I paid, I think, $250 for him, but I bought him off someone I know.
In package or out?
Out, just loose, without any accessories, just the figure alone.
Wow.
But the value of him is going up and up and up, which is silly because it's not even that good a figure. And there's a lot of love-hate with it, with collectors. The completionists are like, I have to have it. I don't mind paying. Whereas the people that are just come on, it's just others are like, no, I'm not paying that much. I don't like the figure. I don't want it. Whereas I was like, I have to have it. I need it. It's the last one I need to complete the set.
Part of the collection. You have to have everything.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I get it completely.
Was he a one-off? Like, did they not make many of him? Or was it just the fact he's not popular?
He was towards the end of the line when the toy line originally was dying off in 97, 98. They released a batch of figures, which two of them, there's Hotspot and Scratch, were a cat and a dog. And they made the least of those two. I think they were just kind of sat gathering dust on shop shelves. That's why you can still get loads of mint in packaging, but they cost thousands, which to me, just ridiculous. I mean, if I had £5,000, I'd go and buy a Scratch mint in box and put it on the wall, but no, I'll stick with my little one in the cabinet. It's loose, he's fine.
Yeah, at least you have it. That's what counts.
That's the thing. So, well, when I die, the missus will be loaded. It's fine.
That's right. So besides the Star Trek Turtles, is there like another holy grail that you've been on the search for forever? Or do you have everything you want?
There are some Necco ones, which are the company currently making the original cartoon toy line. They did a black and white set of original comic book turtles, which again came out years ago. Those are great, and I'd love a set of those, but they are so hard to get for good money. So that'd be the holy grail, those ones. But most of the other things I've managed to get, I've been quite lucky with.
Nice.
To be fair.
So, last question: to do it all over again, what would you do differently?
Buy a bigger house.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, but buy one with four straight walls, because at the minute I've got one tall wall because I'm in the loft room, mm-hmm. and the rest are all little tiny walls at funny angles. So yeah, I haven't got as much room as I'd like.
You never can have enough.
No.
Have you got a garage? I mean,
I'd love a garage. Garage and a driveway. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Be more apt to go into a sewer, wouldn't it? I mean, just to keep it authentic and just keep it all together and convert it up.
Be a bit damp and smelly, wouldn't it? That's the problem.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
I worry about the heat up here. But
ooh, yes.
You'll come up one day and had a little melted plastic.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've got the Diamond Select Next Generation crew. And I took them out of one of the cabinets to put them on a shelf. And I realized that the paint on two of them had become quite sticky. Whereas I was like, no. that must be the heat. Yeah, but Beverly Crusher's face has got really sticky. I was like, that's not good.
Well, yeah, but she looks wooden anyway. I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just a normal appearance.
I think her and I think Wesley as well. So it's just a Crusher problem, obviously.
It's a Crusher thing.
Yeah.
Genetic.
Yeah. When Wesley melts down to a puddle, it just says Jack Crusher. It's fine. It's okay. It's right. We never knew him. It's fine.
Too soon.
Sean, we're all good.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I just want to go over there and see all the stuff.
So, if you don't mind, this will be one of the tourist spots. When Sean eventually comes over to the UK, we'll bring him into your den.
Fine by me.
And then, yeah, that's fine. obviously, we'll get Dave in as well. Then you can do like a Saber Strikes demonstration for us. You
know, not so beer. There's no room. We'll do it in the garden.
Fair enough. We'll make sure it's a nice warm day. Then obviously it's back up to the Wirral. We'll see Paul, and then we'll back down to the London, and then we'll just that's do our last plan. Loops. And there we go. Excellent. So we've learned a bit about turtles. We've learned about the collecting and the hobby. So I thought I might try and test you, try and trick you if I could. You've actually answered half the questions I've already got. So that's like, oh, okay, he's already got 50%. So whoever's listening, whoever's going to keep score on this one, he's already up already. But I've got some questions. I'm going to see if I can start.
Go for it.
Okay, so complete the lyrics so far on the original theme. We all know that they're heroes in a half shell and they're green and everything like that. But I'm going to go to the second verse. Splinter taught them to be
ninja teens.
Oh, very good. Leonardo
leads.
Donatello
does machines.
Raphael
is cool but rude.
And Michelangelo is
the party dude.
There we go. 4 for 4. There we go. Excellent. Right. Okay. Proper questions now. Which toy company greenlit the first toy line?
Playmates.
Yeah, there we go. How many figures were in the first line? How many figures? How many
what for the figure? First wave?
The very first wave.
There were 10.
Oh, man. Didn't even have to do the multiple choice. Excellent.
I've got them there. Look literally. I'm looking at them right now. I've got the first full 10 sat in these boxes above the computer.
That is incredible. What was the special thing they had to do for Shredder so that he would fit into the package?
They had to make him crouch. He wasn't allowed to stand up straight. They had to bend his knees so he wasn't over 5 inches tall.
Very good. Oh, look at that. Very good. Okay. Speaking of Shredder, what is his proper full name?
Rokusagi.
Oh, very good. Very good. Who are the frogs?
The punk frogs.
Punk frogs. There we go. Again, I've got multiple choice on here, but you don't actually need it. This is fantastic. How many issues of the original comic were published before the licensing was sold to Playmates?
Ooh, was it? It wasn't many, was it? It was 4, 6, maybe?
Do you want the multiple choice?
Go on.
1, 3, or 4?
Let's go for 3.
It's actually just one.
Just the first issue.
The first issue, yeah. And then they already sold off the rights. I thought that was amazing that they'd only done one.
Well,
and
then it apparently came out of nowhere, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. I was like, I thought maybe, you know, there was a, you know, a long range of comics, you know, it'd been going for about a year, 6 months or something like that. And then they finally sold the rights, but just one comic, bosh, bam, done. We already covered the nunchucks had to be replaced by a grappling hook. I thought that was my favorite question because that's such a stupid thing.
It is ridiculous.
And last but not least, name the four punk frogs for me, please.
Oh, Genghis, Rasputin, Napoleon.
You're looking at
no looking, no looking.
I'm looking. Genghis, Rasputin, Napoleon. Attila.
Ah, there we go. Yes, there we go. Ah, so good, so good. There were so many other ones, but you were just, as you were talking to Paul, just cross that one out. But, there we go.
Well, I said to Dave the other day, I was like, I don't know much about many things, but I know a lot about Ninja Turtles.
No, that's fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Phil, for giving us all of that knowledge about the Ninja Turtles. Are you on social media? Where can people find you? Where can people find all of those pictures you make up with the figures?
Instagram is my main one. So it's just Phil with 2 L's, 182. That's it. So, and pretty much I'm always posting pictures. Well, not as many as I used to, but yeah, pretty much anything in my collection is normally on there somewhere.
And, do you still have the little video of the Khan, the explosion of
somewhere,
Enterprise that you did?
But that's what I won at competitions for the Eagle Moss. That video. I think that is on there. That's, you have to go back a few years for that, but almost 10 years now, because it was just after I got married.
Is that how you remember it? Is that
I remember the first issue of the Eagle Moss collection came out the day after my wedding. That's how I remember.
Oh, so it was a wedding present. That's fine. Yeah. That can be justified. That's okay.
So I went to see Dave in the morning after the wedding, and he had the first issue there.
It's all about the priorities. Very cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
In the middle of a campsite in Folkestone with the Enterprise D.
Excellent. Well, we're going to be signing off. Paul, where can everybody find us on the old socials as well?
I was just looking at Phil's Instagram pictures, actually. It's quite funny.
That's what I could go for.
You can find us at the Cosmic Pizza Podcast at gmail.com. I believe we are on various other places. I think we're on Instagram, are we? Have I seen that? And Facebook as well. We have a Facebook page. You can find us there.
And a TikTok, I think.
Oh, wow. TikTok as well. That's right. Yeah. We're all over the place.
Yeah. We can't compete with Sean, obviously, at the moment. But, you know, if we can like ride those coattails, it'd be great. And then carry on going. Take us with us, please, Sean, please.
All they have to do is check me out at TikTok at Soulforge Podcast.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Excellent. So, well, our special is gone. And I hope that you are full to the brim, dude. And we will catch you next time on another edition of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
Don't the Ninja Turtles eat pizzas?
They do.
Uh-oh.
It is the fate. We didn't touch on that, did we?
No. Exactly. We never talk about pizza
again,
on the Cosmic
Pizza. That was brought into it for the cartoon.
Oh, that was the other. There was one of the things. Like, what part of the turtles was left off from the very first?
The tail.
Uh, the tail.
Because it looked like penises, yes.
Yes, yes.
Only if you put the costume on the wrong way around.
See, but those some of the action figures have actually got those and they do look dodgy.
But do they go for like more money? Is that like a thing?
No.
Okay. I'd be like, you know, I'm charging more for the tail. That's £200.
They look so bad though, especially because I've seen people that pose them in a certain way, like, oh no.
There's always one, isn't there?
Yeah.
Always
very
one.
True. Very true.
Mature.
Well, it's me.
Yeah. I know, I've seen the pictures.
Well, thank you, Phil, for coming on, the
thank
episode
you. And
everything. Yeah, it's always good.
We've been your deliverers today. Please leave a tip at the door by subscribing for future deliveries, rate and review our service, and we hope you come back for more helpings next time. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr and TikTok by searching for the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. If you would like to send us an MP3 file, you can email us on cosmicpizzapodcast@hotmail.com and we'll catch you on the next episode of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
Mm-mm.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.